Hello, Sydney Sloth here. Relax. Take a deep breath. And turn on your imagination, because it's time for a bedtime story. Tonight's story comes from Luke chapter 24.
Then he said, "Everything I told you while I was with you comes to this. All the things written about me in the law of Moses, in the prophets, and in the Psalms have to be fulfilled." He went on to open their understanding of the Word of God, showing them how to read their Bibles this way. He said, "You can see now how it is written that the Messiah suffers, rises from the dead on the third day. And then a total life change through the forgiveness of sins is proclaimed in his name to all nations. Starting from here, from Jerusalem. You're the first to hear and see it. You're the witnesses. What comes next is very important. I am sending what my father promised to you, so stay here in the city until he arrives, until you're equipped with power from on high." He then led them out of the city over to Bethany. Raising his hands, he blessed them, and while blessing them, made his exit, being carried up to heaven. And they were on their knees, worshiping him. They returned to Jerusalem bursting with joy. They spent all their time in the temple praising God. Yes.
Can I imagine looking up in the sky as Jesus disappears from view? The disciples standing there worshipped. How would I worship? Would I dance with the other disciples? Would I sing? Would I stand looking up in awe? Would I fall on my back in wonder? Bow on my knees? What would I do? Can I imagine this feeling carrying on so long? I wanted to go to church every day. As I hear the story again, listen to what Jesus has to say, and imagine his blessing.
Then he said, "Everything I told you while I was with you comes to this. All the things written about me in the law of Moses, in the prophets, and in the Psalms have to be fulfilled. He went on to open their understanding of the Word of God, showing them how to read their Bibles this way. He said, "You can see now how it is written that the Messiah suffers, rises from the dead on the third day." And then a total life change through the forgiveness of sins is proclaimed in his name to all nations. Starting from here, from Jerusalem. You're the first to hear and see it. You're the witnesses. What comes next is very important. I am sending what my father promised to you, so stay here in the city until he arrives, until you're equipped with power from on high. He then led them out of the city over to Bethany. Raising his hands, he blessed them, and while blessing them, made his exit, being carried up to heaven. And they were on their knees, worshiping him. They returned to Jerusalem bursting with joy. They spent all their time in the temple praising God. Yes.
Jesus says the Father has promised something, and Jesus would send it to them. The Holy Spirit. Can I imagine getting power from heaven? What would that be like? Guess what? That gift is for you too. As I wait, looking up in the sky, what would I like to say to Jesus? Can I ask for the gift that is the Holy Spirit? Can I talk to Jesus as a friend now about how I'd like to see him again? Protect us, Lord, as we stay awake. Watch over us as we sleep, that awake we may keep watch with Christ, and asleep rest in his peace. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Thank you. Are you asleep yet? Let's do a slothy body scan examine to help us drift off to sleep. Become aware of God's loving gaze on you. Have a big stretch and feel your body as it presses into your bed. Start with your toes. How do they feel? Let God bring to mind what your feet have done today. Where have they been? Move your attention up your legs. Where have they taken you? Where have you hung today? What about your belly? What did you eat today? Thank God for that good food. What does your heart tell you? What are the feelings in your chest today? When did you feel really happy? When did you feel sad? When did you feel angry or scared? Where do you imagine God was during those times? What did you do with your hands today? And as your fingers relax, what did you do that you're proud of? What did you do that you wish you didn't? Pay attention to your head. Roll it side to side slowly like a sloth. Let your mouth relax and your cheeks soften. Gently close your eyes. What did they see today? Was there anything beautiful? Anything that reminded you of God? Now, just sink into bed. Let every part of your body get heavier and heavier. Imagine your love is like a beam of light. Direct your love at God and leave it on like a nightlight to shine all night as you drift off to sleep.